Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Buckets. That's the name of my boat, Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This Shelly-oop, hoodie girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
Tonight's Mount Rushmore. Do we still have a show sponsor, or do we just not bring that up anymore?
No, because our sponsor was Prize Picks, and Florida legislature essentially banned them, which is a lot of our market.
You can use it in Florida now.
Yeah, but it's like a different game and it's not the same thing. And so yeah, it's a little bit.
All right. Tonight's Mount Rushmore. Our next Mount Trashmore should be some of the worst takes we've ever heard in sports.
Let me snip this from Max so I have it for that.
Tonight's Mount Rushmore, since last week we did our favorite Canes gear, we're going to do our favorite non-Canes merch. Just to go with the theming. Because I'm wearing this and it's hard to decide, this won't be a part of my four, but this can be an honorable mention is my brand new Panthers jersey that I just got. So yeah. Anyway, go Cats. Who wants to go first?
Fish.
All right. So
I'll go last.
Number one. Got my. This is not a Canes jersey, but it's a Canes player. You gotta start it off correctly.
There you go.
So showing up. I can't see because it's in front of my face. Yes, it is. The Michael Irvin 88. Yeah.
It goes. I have that in the navy blue. I didn't have time to dig out my box of old jerseys, so most of my stuff is going to be newer stuff.
Yeah, so this is not a Canes jersey. It's obviously a Cowboys jersey, but Canes player.
Yes. Matt, do you want to go second or you want to go last?
No, I'm going last. That's what I said.
I'm going to go with my first merch is my beach hoodie.
Yay! Wait, hold on.
Wait, we're allowed repeats?
Yeah.
Oh, if we're not, I'm good.
No, we're allowed repeats. We did it on the last time with the shorts.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
What the hell are you trying to start, Mish?
I asked a question.
NBA debates, and then now you want to start this? Yeah.
Go Beach. Wait, is that your first?
It is now.
Yeah, that'll be my first.
Hold on, we might. Oh, crap. I'm playing hockey now? Dude, I'm brown. Ain't no brown people playing hockey. Of all sports to Photoshop, that's like it's like pretty much the only sport I don't watch. All right, number two. I'm trying to figure out what order to do these in. All right, put this one next. So this is a very old, and I've had this since college, Brazil soccer jersey that my Brazilian friend bought me right before the 2002 World Cup. And it's a keepsake because every time Brazil wins the World Cup, they put another star on top. And this was the one they won the fifth one in. So it's still got the four stars. Now all of them have five. So it's a little bit of an heirloom there. It's a very, very old. I don't ever wear it. It's just you know, kept pristine. But yeah.
That's cool. Pulling out a soccer jersey. I have one soccer jersey.
I have another one coming.
So after the beach hoodie, my second one has got to be my set I've had since I was like a little kid. My Penny Hardaway jersey, my favorite NBA player of all time.
We knew that was coming. I feel like that's made an appearance on the show before. Yes,
it has. It has. Yes. Penny, the best.
There you go. All right, where's Bill? Is he still here?
Good. Your guess is as good as mine.
Well, Bill, how you like this?
That's
me, Kobe jersey, Mitchell and Ness. Let's go. I've only worn this once. It's too beautiful.
Nate likes my
penny. Oh, Bill is still here. And,
do it.
And by the way, Nate has an elite list here, so.
Oh, wow. Mike Modano. Throwback.
Stars jersey's got the Irvin and the Hank Aaron autograph is fucking ridiculous. That is that's a different level of keepsake. It's behind the Dirk jersey where it belongs. So let's see which one do I go with. Well, since we did soccer last time. So I had several Real Madrid jerseys to pick from, but the white's the traditional. But I had to go with my man who scored the opener in last week's Champions League final. Sixth title in 10 years. It's a dynasty. The Danny Carvajal, which no one's going to understand the reference, but shortest guy on the field, scored a header on the corner to win the damn championship. So his sixth, too. He's been around. Academy kid. There's pictures of him at 11 years old at the training ground. So that's my guy. So I went with this, even though the white ones are the better jerseys. But had to give him his props. Two soccer jerseys. Yes, Melissa.
Crazy. So far, I've got the beach hoodie, my penny jersey. My next one, probably my favorite jersey that I own because it's the first time I ever bought a defensive player's jersey for football. And that is my favorite current Cowboy, Micah Parsons. It was a hard choice because I also have a really cool Dak Prescott jersey that Vish got me. But our navy blues are the best. This is my favorite Cowboys jersey. I like this with the star. I have this jersey. I have this in a Michael Irvin jersey too, but my box of old jerseys are like buried beneath a bunch of stuff. And I just did not have time to dig it out because of my monitor technology issues. So I'm going with more new stuff besides my penny jersey, which was easily accessible. But yeah, Micah Parsons, number 11. There we go. That's number three.
I'm gonna switch things up here a little bit. These are it's Miami, but not the Canes. Not Canes related. As you guys know, I have a love for the Vice theme, so I have these shorts.
Oh, those are sick! Yeah, nice.
These are like one of my favorite pairs of shorts.
Those are cool.
Yeah, I just love the coloring.
The color blue and pink tops on the black.
Yeah, it looks so nice.
Wow! So you pulled out Heat merch, even though you have a well-known hatred for the Heat fan base. This is interesting.
Yeah, the fan base because they're annoying.
Hey, I'm excluded from that, am I not? Or am I annoying?
Damn. Anyways, so
that's harsh. I don't hate on the Lakers.
You should. Their fans are annoying too.
Shit.
All that edit right, of like, okay, we're getting KD now. Like, what the fuck? Okay.
Vish, what's your fourth, Vish?
So my fourth is the greatest European player in basketball history. God. Unless Luka takes that crown from him, it is the Dirk. We do not. Don't mess
with Dirk. You have multiple Dirk jerseys, huh?
I know. I'm wearing one and I'm holding one.
Wow.
When you're the
No wonder you got so offended when I said Powell's a better passer.
Powell can fuck off.
All right.
Mention it with Dirk's name. What an insult.
My fourth, much like Matt, I really like the Miami Vice theme. So I got to go with my Jimmy Vice Versa jersey, Jimmy Butler.
Ayo, the cotton candy.
Actually, I didn't think I would be a fan of this jersey, and I still bought it, but it looks better in person. It was a hard choice because I also have my Dwayne Wade Vice t-shirt that I almost picked because, I mean, D-Wade's the GOAT in Miami. But, like, this is such a cool blend. And I love Jimmy, and this looks really cool. So, three jerseys and a hoodie. An honorable mention to my new Panthers jersey. I have a Kyrie jersey. Are we friends again, Vish? Matt, what's your fourth?
there's some challenges with Kyrie, and I'll leave it there. I hope he plays good on
so that. I wasn't like thinking of shoes, and now like because I have,
I'm debating if I feel like that has to be like it's a separate Rushmore
for so, you for shoes, yeah.
Because yeah, I had to have too many to choose. I have. Are we doing honorable mentions?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, I didn't bring any.
Okay, I just have one, well, three that are basically, it counts as one. I'm going to go with these. This is a brand that started in San Diego, Max's neck of the woods. It's called the Hoopery. So they have like different designs, but this is the Kobe one. This is one of my favorite shirts to wear. They have a 81 also, one. So, yeah. That'll probably be my next one. I wear these shirts a lot. Shout out, Bill.
If we're doing honorable mentions, can I go grab something really quickly?
I will show my honorable mentions as you go grab stuff.
No one show your mentions, but go ahead.
Honorable mentions.
All right, here we go.
All right. Or should I wait for Melissa?
No, just go for it.
I'll wait for her. She'd like to see this.
I need the final Jeopardy theme playing.
Oh, Kobe jerseys are okay. I appreciate that. I used to have a Carmelo jersey.
Oh, Bill. I think Bill was the one. Yeah, Bill has a Carmelo Nuggets.
I know. That's what I was saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no. If we did shoes, I'd have to, like, pull a ton of shoes out. Damn.
Ken Griffey was just the coolest mother bleeper alive, man. The diabetes man didn't get cooler than Ken Griffey.
Dude, they still released some of his shoes. They're sick. Hey, Melissa, I waited for you.
Okay.
I was going to show what I was going to do. Or you want to go first since you were first anyways?
Well, I have two different things I want to show. So you want me to do one and then you can go and then I'll do the other?
I have three that I'm counting as one. So
I have three that I'm counting as one also. And then another one.
Why don't you just go first and then I'll show my three.
Okay. So my first one that's not part of the three is something that I think the Marlins should go back to. And it's this theming, the teal and black.
Oh, I have a Marlins shirt that I would have shown too.
I have in my box of crap, another box of crap with all of my old jerseys and stuff. I actually have the 97 Florida Marlins championship t-shirt. It's amazing. But this one is more accessible because I actually do still wear this shirt. So there's that. And then my three things that I want to show as one, hold on, is my Heat championship t-shirts. So this is from 2006. And then the two with the big three.
White hot.
And the back-to-back. So, yeah.
There you go.
Boom.
So
this is the back-to-back. Sorry. This is 2013. And then this is 2012. I still think this was the best one, though, of the three.
That one's sick.
I held on to the 2006 one. So I have all three.
Can we stop talking about that one? Thanks.
Matt, you have the 2011 one that you want to show off? You can.
Actually, there is one in my closet, but
it says. Say, yeah.
So these are, I think I've showed you guys these before. They're Ryoko Rain Shorts. It's a like local like streetwear company. So these are Kobe inspired. They're obviously not like Laker colorway, but it's kind of like a snakeskin type look. There's that one, and then there's this colorway. So these are some of my favorite shorts to wear playing basketball. And then this is like based on his high school team. That was their mascot. So always like wearing these, but a lot of Kobe inspired stuff.
Are those not?
I have a Mighty Ducks knockoff jersey.
Question. Not that it matters, but like this is honorable mention that movie, but that's not really team gear, is it? What you just showed?
Technically, I thought it was sport gear.
I thought maybe I misunderstood the assignment because I thought it was team gear that wasn't Miami gear.
It's close enough. I forgot about my Mighty Ducks.
Like I said, not that it really matters. Ducks jersey.
I should have. Really.
I just wanted a reason to show those off anyway. So
yeah, no. Like I said, not that it really matters, but.
I don't know if there's any Marlins fans in the chat, but don't you all miss the black and teal? Because I do.
Dude, I have a shirt. It's not the black and teal, but it's like the red and whatever, and it says Miami baseball. So sick.
Oh, that's the Latin. I think there's a Latin heritage jersey. It's red.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that one.
It's sick. I like wearing that shirt too. I should have included
I should have thought honorable mentions. I could have emptied half my closet. This is just scratching the surface. There's so much crap.
I had to dig for the Heat championship shirts.
Could have pulled out.
They're not in the front of my closet.
I'm going to wear the Heat shorts to practice tomorrow, the Vice ones.
So there the only go. Ones that were the same were the beach hoodies.
I did not participate in your game.
There was no way I wasn't going to include that.
There's no way I wasn't going to include it.
Yep.
There's no way I was.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
Matt is messaging us.
Max.
Why do you keep mixing Matt and Max?
He's sending us snippets of why Powell was a better player than Dirk.
You're right. It said there isn't anything about that in the chat. Makes sense. There's a Caruso jersey
though. That one's sick. That's the Kobe inspired one, like snakeskin.
I feel like we're overusing the term Kobe inspired at this point.
Nah, dude, never enough. Oh, Max, he literally sent.
You made this?
No. Oh, maybe he did. Shit.
Wait. What is that?
I think is this from the Discord, Max, or did you actually make this? If you made this, you're a freaking psycho.
Are these all the teams?
Help make it, yes.
Oh, help make it, okay.
Helped make it. Jesus.
This is psychopathic behavior. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
I'm looking at the MEAC right now.
Dude, yeah, I thought you go straight to Montana and Montana State, see how it's matching up this year.
Big Sky.
Oh, let's look. Big Sky. Oh my God, where is it? There it is. The Grizz. Tajon Sawyer.
Are we doing a show next Wednesday?
Connor Dick. Oh, there's Montana State.
So wait, Matt, are you a Montana or a Montana State fan? Which team do you root for?
Are you serious? You really don't know?
I don't know.
What do you think? Who do you think I root for?
I think you root for Montana.
You are correct. The Grizz.
The Grizz.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's Montana State mascot?
They're the, is it like the Bobcats?
I'm going to get you a Montana jersey for your birthday next year.
Yeah, don't do that. we're not playing it that much. Don't do that.
That checks his mail. What is this from Big Sky?
That's where the joke goes one step too far.
Get Montana merch.
It's me a Scoochie Smith jersey. Retro jersey.
I actually tried to find one.
I mean...
Did you really try to find a Scoochie Smith? I would actually wear that.
I mean, it has to be Nazir Muhammad, right? I mean, if we're going to
go. No, Scoochie Smith was the original, though.
But Scoochie Smith never actually played in the NBA, right?
But it's, dude, it's Scoochie
Smith. I'm pretty sure he played in Summer League.
We have mentioned Nazir Muhammad more in this show than any NBA show has ever mentioned him. So we got to.
Scoochie Smith has been mentioned in this show more than any other college basketball show has ever. So. And we are a college basketball show.
Yeah, but Nazir Muhammad actually played the NBA a long time, but we still
get. But we're a college basketball show.
I know, but I mean, Scoochie Smith was nothing in college, too. Nazir Muhammad was a national championship center.
Did you not hear Matt talk about him?
Yes, I did. And I'm not impressed. Just like I wasn't impressed with his Montana State analysis.
He's my analysis was spot on. You just weren't interested in it.
It was a good tip off to that game. It was 1 minute in. He was locked in.
Is this a
you guys? You need to see. I wish you could see, like, when me and like Brendan watch a game, how locked in we get. It's insane.
Oh, I've seen it because I was trying to do a show with you, and you weren't paying attention because you were locked in.
No, but it's like more animated.
Is he a Montana State fan? Do you guys go at it?
Oh, he would have been. No, he would have been a Montana fan, probably. I think he would have been more about the Grizz.
The Grizz.
Holy shit. Wait.
What?
I'm looking at the CAA, the Campbell yeah, roll the humps.
No, they're the Camels.
It says, oh, is that the.
It must be their slogan. They're the Camels.
Nickname, roll humps. Let's yeah,
they're
go.
They're I'm the a Camels. New fan.
Give me a jersey from there.
Their baseball program is really good. They're give in North Carolina. They're based in North Carolina.
Get me an Eric Van Der Hagen jersey.
Max knows because he follows baseball. The Campbell Camels are really good.
Look at that name. Camels?
Yeah, they're the Camels. They're in North Carolina.
Wait, it's got a... Your camera's not focusing. Put your hand behind it so it'll focus. Eric Van Der Hagen. Oh, is he a stretch four? He's 6'9".
Let's see.
He's listed at center, isn't he, on that depth chart, though?
Yeah. Well, he's a stretch big. This is important.
Campbell is nasty in baseball.
Yeah, no, they're really good at baseball. That's why I was like, when he said Campbell, nope, they're the Campbells.
Just in case you're tuning in for Canes basketball, we talk about everything on the show, including my busted monitor.
It's still functional.
It is dang. 0.3 threes made out of 1.2. So he can be. He's got the potential.
Are we doing a short show tonight, or do we want to do NBA grid? Or do you want to just talk more shit for 10 more minutes?
Let's just talk more shit for 10 minutes.
Matt does not want to do this.
Any last second Mount Rushmores or Mount Trashmores, put it in the chat.
I will say, you know, NBA grid for Melissa and I was like, maybe we'll get one right. Matt's got all the pressure.
It's not even pressure. It's just so much brain power. I'm like, wait, okay, where did this guy play?
Shout out to Penny Hardaway. Literally has been my favorite jersey since like the third grade. I don't even know. I've had this jersey forever, but shout out to Penny.
I'm going to spend so much time looking at this now, Max, looking at all the different.
I should get a Luka jersey, but I'll wait for him to win the championship. Then he can join my Dirk and championship row over here. So you're not going to wait a couple of weeks.
None of my players have championships that I talked about.
all of mine were championships.
The Beach have a conference championship. But Jimmy hasn't won one yet. Micah hasn't won one yet, hopefully.
Don't even remind me of what the Cowboys are going to do next January in the playoffs.
Oh, Melissa, do you know? So, because Penny Hardaway's kid played for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he transferred. Do you want to know where he transferred to?
Beach?
No. He transferred to St. Mary's. You know how my buddy's a St. Mary's fan? I was like, that's so random.
Idaho player. Titus, you're out? We have to do another final, like a brackets breakdown next year. But we should get your boys plus get Max on because, like, they all have such random. So it could be the six of us doing a bracket fill out. That'd be hilarious.
Hopefully, we're also talking about the Canes bracket next year. That season ended early.
Matt, my favorite of your gear was those Miami Vice shorts.
Well, I mean, not surprising, Homer. But
definitely.
Actually, speaking of. Players.
I like that first soccer jersey you pulled out. It looked cool.
Which one, the purple or the
one with the stars?
Yeah, the Brazil. This is not actually. Both of my soccer jerseys are like the ones they're not famous for. So,
but the Real Madrid. Cool.
Yeah,
soccer has really cool jerseys.
But Brazil is like the yellow is what they're.
I have an Inter Miami jersey. I bought one because it was on sale at Canes.
Keon Scroggins. What a last name. I wish my last name was Scroggins.
The Mount Rushmore next week is Matt just naming like his top eight random players and like the smaller conferences.
Leroy Odahi. Odahi? Odahi? Babacar Faye. Love it.
So there are Miami ties to the Mavericks roster because Hardaway Jr. is on there. Neighbor of mine when he was growing up, Tim Hardaway used to run when he played for the Heat. He lived like a block over from us. He used to run down the street and Junior would ride his bike next to him when he was going for jogs. No, Junior's playing the NBA Finals. So if you don't have a rooting interest, root for the Miami kid, although he's probably not going to get off the bench the way he's been playing. So.
No one's putting in another last second Mount Rushmore in the chat. I thought we would.
A-Rop.
Matt is preoccupied, first off.
I'm busy right now, okay? I am supplying content. People want to know about these names. This is the last one.
Everyone's staring at your forehead while you look for names.
Yeah, I know, okay? I'm
balding. You're looking down like this.
Michelangelo. Oh, Birdie. CJ Happy. I like that name. There we go. All right. I'm done.
It might be time. The last 5 minutes has been Matt looking at his spreadsheet and saying names.
Have you guys in the chat bought a Hoodie Girl hoodie? You should. AboutTheFans.com.
Wait.
Barrington Hargis?
Hargis.
Love it. Have you guys seen the whole, I mean, I know I sent you guys a clip of the Chipotle CEO.
Yeah.
So did you see the more recent one of like, he's like, oh, we've always given like
the same amount portion wise and whatever. And then he also said, you know, if you always wanted a little more, all you got to do is. And then apparently Chipotle workers are supposed to know that they give you a little more.
You're supposed to do something with your shoulders? What?
Yeah, you're supposed to be like, you know, like, can you give me a little more? Like, that's what that's supposed to be. Could you just imagine me going
always right place like, for Rhode Island? That is a great name. That's a great name. I wouldn't want that to be my name, but that's a great name. Apparently, if you record them, yeah, Matt talked about this on his final thoughts last week. Do you have a final thoughts for this week, Matt?
No.
So we have to keep talking while you think of one.
Well, final thoughts can be Chick-fil-A.
That's actually what it was going to be. I was going to grill Chick-fil-A again, but then...
Dry-ass chicken is what you're getting over
there. Dude, homeboy at Chipotle today was like, you know how the glass is like, it's on the front and then it like is on top too? He just full-on had his arms and was like peeking over. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Don't peek and point over the sneeze guard. It's gross.
You'll all live.
So stupid.
I'm off for the next 6 days. It's amazing. So next week's show is going to be on Wednesday?
Yep.
I think yep. Max is coming on. I think that's the plan.
No, not anymore because we're not paying him.
Well, that and his Pau Gasol bullshit is not allowed on this show. So
it is most definitely allowed on the show. You are welcome at any time, Max.
Vish has all the control, though. Matt, we might have to go on his show.
Well, I don't know. Well, last segment of the night or what?
You ready?
Yes.
Cue it.
I think so. Go ahead. Final thoughts are a shout out to my wife today. When we were in Vegas, she purchased this for me. She knows my love of Reese's. And so she got me this Reese's Funko Pop.
That is amazing.
That is so random but awesome at the same time.
I didn't even know they made these. So I have like two Funko Pops, but this is my favorite one for sure now. And yeah, shout out to Monica. The best part is he's holding a little Reese's too.
Cannibalism.
And part of his, you see part of his head is eaten?
Yes.
Nice. That's crazy. That's actually really funny. You need to put that in the background where it can be seen though.
You can put it right here.
All right. Buckets next Wednesday. Go Mavs. Go Panthers. Cue the Sox outro. Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.